and with Pat Johnson in the studio. So I've got to ask, because I hear you're in sports. And I'm trying to make heads or tails of this, too. So where are we now in the Major League Baseball season that isn't? So let's see. The owners made a proposal. The players made a proposal. The owners have made another proposal.
Right.
So it's now the players' turn again?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we have a proposal, a counter-proposal, a counter-counter-proposal.
Who's on first?
Yeah, you know?
It almost. You know, when I started reading the story, you know, they're saying, okay, so the owners are now saying 76-game schedule. I said, not important. And to expand the playoffs, I said, not important. And they'll allow the players to keep 75% of their prorated salaries. I said, now, there you go. That is the story right there. We don't care. I don't think it really matters how many games or playoff expansions. I think what it comes down to in the end is the money. It's always the money.
And imagine that. It's the money, which frustrates fans from both sides. They see the owners wanting to keep as much as possible, claiming all these losses that, who knows, because they still don't open their books.
Mm-hmm.
And players making millions saying, we want to keep ours. Not all of them are saying that, but some guys, some big names that step out and say, like Blake Snell's comment a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So the fans go, please.
Right. Right.
There was an interesting aspect, and I don't have it in front of me, that the owners made that some say could be an interesting one, maybe not a game changer, having to do with free agency. Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't. No.
Something about players becoming free agents, and it wouldn't cost teams a draft pick if they sign a big-name free agent. Something that's been a situation for teams now when they sign free agents, they got to give up draft picks.
Huh.
And the owner's suggesting to maybe remove that as a little possibility that maybe a major leaguer could have a chance to sign a bigger free agent contract. Whether it's going to happen, I don't know, but that was just one of those little nuances.
Doesn't that seem like it would help the big money teams?
They could probably sign them because they'd have the money to do so.
They'd have the money, and then they'd say we're not losing any players or any draft picks.
And that could be, you know, again, I don't know. There's just volumes of little underthoughts that happen on the overall thought of the money.
Like you said, there are so many players. The players' union is asking the owners to open up their books, and the owners, of course, won't. And so there's that secrecy that people on the player side that they're not liking at this moment. And I can understand that completely. I just don't know where the end game is here with this one. It just it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. In my opinion, I just don't see baseball happening.
Yeah. Especially since if it doesn't happen, I mean, you know, in a couple of weeks. I don't care if it's 104 teams, 82 games, or 76 games. You know, there's no room to squeeze them in.
No.
Doesn't seem to be any urgency. And in fact, on one thing I did get yesterday, I know we're talking baseball right now, but I got from one of the networks a schedule of football games that they'd like us to carry. So they've got a schedule put together on football games and when they're going to play them. And that's the next sport down the line.
Yeah.
And baseball is really wasting a lot of time here.
No, the NFL seems better positioned to have some type of season. They're still hoping for, I think, the full season at this point, but I think they're at least negotiating to the point where the owners and players are in agreement on many aspects of how this season could play out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're just trying to figure out the logistics.
Yeah. I don't get it.
With the NFL, I think that what they have been benefiting from is that their season is way down the line. Well, now we're getting close. We are now just 6 weeks away. This is true. 6 weeks away from training camp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting down the crunch time, and I don't know. Because at least with the NBA, they're able to put all these 22 teams, are going to put them down in one place, right in Orlando, Florida, in this sports complex. They're going to sit there, and that's where they're going to play their games. The NFL is not suggesting such a thing. They're still suggesting there's going to be travel all around. They're going to keep their schedule. I don't know.
Well, I think they're hoping that because 6 weeks from training camp, months away from actual games being played, by that time things will be even more improved. I'm sure that's what they're hoping.
Maybe. But if there's the second wave that many of the health experts believe is going to happen,
it'll be before then, I think, with all the things that we've seen recently.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to get a wave, we'll get a good feel for it shortly.
I would agree. I think so. And we're already seeing in certain areas like Arizona, they opened up their economy a lot earlier, a few weeks ago, a month ago, and now they are having a huge spike in cases out there. I don't know. I am very hopeful that this will all happen in the end because I love my football. I don't know. I'm just a skeptic on this whole thing. I don't see how this is going to be possible until a vaccine is presented and is shown to work.
Well, you have other sports, but because of how they're played and the differences, such as golf, NASCAR that's running, vast differences in the way that the makeups of the games are played and the teams participate and players and things like that. I don't know.
Did you see Rafael Nadal say that?
He
said he will not come to New York to play the U.S. Open in the fall. He said, why would he? He's not going to take that chance.
Well,
I think you're going to see others in those kinds of sports, especially international sports.
Yeah, well, travel's a big thing, too. You know, whether they want to come or not, there could be some travel situations. Well, there you go. But for WSW, and of course, we've heard from a number of fans because of the personal relationship we have with our Detroit Tigers and broadcasting. Art Lewis talking with Dan Dickerson last week, and Dan's position was basically he doesn't get it either. He thinks that the owners and players need to come together and find something. He still is very optimistic, but stand by. Again, it's the... Now the player's turn for the counter proposal.